بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تذيد أشعار وفعارب بالله حضرت أقدس مولانا شاه كي محمد أقدس صاحب رحمة الله عليه تتعطل إيه سوئي طيبة سلعي جب نبي كي قدم صلى الله عليه وسلم رد دور الشريف الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبينا میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہِ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہِ انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم معجزہ ہے کہ اعلیٰ تے پیمان تھے وسط دنیا میں ہے کعبہ محترم اور بنوایا گھر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا برا خاک گش گرتے سب زائران حرم اپنے کعبہ کا فیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سبزہ نہیں ہے مگر دوستوں پاسبان حرم ورنہ حاجی درختوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے کیمرے میں لیا کرتے باغ حرم رب کعبہ سے بھی اور کعبہ سے بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوار حرم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکے میں ہو جا فدائے حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوئے طیبہ چلے جب نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اختر کی یہ حاضری ایک نااہل پر ہے خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کہاں یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious لالا شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ And here Hazrat is explaining the beautiful secrets of all the plannings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah ta'ala opens to the hearts of those Ahlullah. The more taqwa they have, the more Allah ta'ala opens and just gives an iota of the secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special planning. So Hazrat is explaining here, and this is now the time that our hearts should be at Haram Sharif. The days of Hajj now, Hajj has so to say started already, so vibrant. People coming from Medina Sharif and coming for Hajj. Hazrat is explaining all these beautiful explanations here, that he has termed it Su'e Taiba Chale, Su'e Taiba Chale Nabi Ke Qadam, that how Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam Allah has made, that Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam that now you must make hijrat and go towards Madinatul Munawwara. Madinatul Munawwara, which was once upon a time called Yathrib, that place where it was very, very cold and difficult to live. But when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his foot in Madinatul Munawwara, then it became Taiba, that beautiful city with all barakat and anwarat. And as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, that as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for barakat in Makkah to Mukarrama, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for barakat, double barakat in Medina to Munawwara. So where Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present, all the anwarat, the barakat, and for us to get it, we just have to be connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by reciting a lot of durood and then following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Hazrat explained that every person, the more you realize the marifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will realize, where am I, a non-entity in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet Allah ta'ala's fazl and karam and kindness is so much that Hazrat says every haji, every person going for umrah, every person finding himself in the haramain, he should realize, meri kismat kaha ye tawafi haram. Jis zameen pe chale the Nabi ke qadam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat is explaining, where it is my fortune that I am making tawaf of Haram Sharif, a most useless person like mine. My soles are not fit to be touching the ground of Makkatul Mukarrama, to be touching the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. And that place now Allah has given me honor to be present. So how much a person should respect and appreciate these moments and respect the Kaabatul Mukarrama. There is no question that a person thinks about taking out his cell phone at that time. That time a person should be just in a state of ecstasy and enjoyment that Allah has allowed me. And just think, what is this place? As Hazrat explained, all the anwarat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who have made tawaf of Kaabatullah. And how many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried in that Mubarak place. And then the greatest of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every footstep while making tawaf and in Makkatul Mukarrama, how honorable that place is, and where an ordinary person like me. And Hazrat Damad bar Rahmatullah Ali is explaining his condition, where he is a great lover of Allah, then myself, where can we imagine and dream that we can be at Kaaba Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala's fazal is so much that we should just be begging Allah Ta'ala. And real beggars are those that will recite a lot of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and begging Allah Ta'ala. And now our hearts should be there making du'as by the hajis. Allah maghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfar lil hajj. That Allah forgive all the hajis, and for whoever they make du'a, they are the delegation of the whole ummah, and make it easy every step for them. Let there no be difficulties in Hajj, etc. Then Hazrat explains now the special favors of Allah Ta'ala. Kisse chipke te kal seena e anbiya, mera seena ko hasil hai wo multazam. In other words, just bring that whole picture in your mind that you entered Makkatul Mukarrama, you entered the Haram Sharif, and with great respect you made du'as. Allah Ta'ala accepted your du'as, you made tawaf. Now Allah gave you the opportunity to be right at multazam, the place between the Hajri Aswad and the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And Hazrat is explaining where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came to that point, they just came and put their, surrendered
put their chest on the Kaaba Sharif and made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah has allowed me, my chest to be at the door of Kaaba Sharif. And even as Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, we can't be there physically, but our hearts can be there. Today with technology, we know we can zoom into this place, that place. Let our hearts be zooming in now, it's time for, it's Hajj time. We also now getting ready, and going getting ready to go to Mina now. And all these great opportunities, and think that Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity now to be at Multazam, and making dua, and middle of the night, and what dua? Allahumma kullana wa ta'alna lak. Allah, make us yours, you become ours. And then Hazrat explains that look at the secrets and the great kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'ajiza hai ki alaate peymanate. Waste dunya mein hai kaaba-e muhtaram. That what a great miracle. It's a clear sign of the kudrat of Allah ta'ala and the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be only the workings of the creator of the whole creation. The creator of the heavens and the earth. That at that time when there was no technology, there was no means of measurement and all different ways to measure the center of the earth or the center of any building. But we find now when there was all the technology and everything, people, scientists and people, geologists, they all measuring the center of the earth and they realize Kaaba Sharif is the navel of the earth. And that is where the earth started. The whole earth was full of water. And one bubble came up and Allah made the earth spread from there. So Kaaba Sharif is the center of the earth. And that is our origin of our body. So that is why Allah made that in namaz also we face Kaaba Sharif. And get all the anwarat and the barakat of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And our heart should be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, just look what a great miracle. If this is not sufficient to realize that Islam is the only true deen, and we should bring tawheed in our heart, that there was no means of measuring the center of the earth, but today they realize that Kaaba Sharif is dead center, and that is the focal point of the earth. And from there Allah Ta'ala sends down all His barakat and His prayers throughout the world. And then beautifully Hazrat further explains, or banwaya Kaaba, ganbanwaya gar apna yu mukhtasar, sahal hota ke sab ku tawafi haram. And look at the kindness of Allah. Allah who is Malikul Mulk, the kings of kings. Today every king wants to build a big palace for himself. And wants a huge palace. In Makkah Sharif we see palaces here. In Mina palace. In Makkah Sharif in a palace. Allah who is the king of kings. How big Allah Ta'ala's house supposed to be. Even from Makkah Sharif till Jeddah it's not sufficient. But Allah's kindness and Allah Ta'ala's karam on the ummah. That any weak person can come to the house of Allah and run round the house of Allah begging, Allah, I want you. And that is what our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully. The Ahlullah, Rabbi Kaaba ki tawaf se, Rabbi, by making the tawaf of Baytul Rabb, they find Rabbul Bayt. By making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, they find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah made it so easy that the Kaaba Sharif is so small outwardly. And a person is allowed to make his tawaf very, very simply. Otherwise, how difficult it would be. Varna malik agar gar banata bara, khake gash girte sab zairani haram. If Allah is to make his house really big, and we can't imagine how big should be the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every haji should have fallen down unconscious, never able to finish one shot, one round of tawaf. But Allah ta'ala made it so easy. That Allah has made His house so small, and every person with ease and comfort, and even with all the so many, so lot crowd, still we say it's difficult. But how Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for every person. Allah Ta'ala, further Hazrat explains, another great secret, apne Kaaba ka fera kya mukhtasar, sahib-e-bayt ki hai ye shai karam. That Allah Ta'ala made also the tawaf very small, 7 rounds that you go round Kaaba Sharif. And when there's no real crowd also, very quick a person finishes. And with all the crowd, how a person manages to finish his tawaf, this is only the great honor and splendor and the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of Kaaba Sharif, that we go around Kaaba Sharif with that yearning in the heart, oh Allah, now we want you, open your doors for us. And Allah Ta'ala then shows the whole picture of haram, of Hajj, and how a person goes now to Sa'i, from this side to that side, till finally he reaches that final point when Qurbani comes. That Allah says, you're really desiring me, then give your life to Allah Ta'ala. So that's how Allah Ta'ala made all this so easy. But only we'll only understand when we come at the footsteps of the Ahlullah. Otherwise we'll think, what is this that I have to go around Kaaba Sharif, so difficult. A person will never find anything difficult. He'll realize it's only Allah's favor. Go haram ke paharo ke sabza nahi. Sabza nahi hai, magar dosto paasban hai haram. Allahu Akbar. Another great secret Hazrat explains here, that we find around Haram Sharif, you just see mountains. And because of the heat, those mountains have burned black. Otherwise anybody, the king wants to build his house. His garden alone is so beautiful and so splendid. Allah Ta'ala didn't put any greenery around Kaaba Sharif. Because Allah knows, if it was, this is actually Allah Ta'ala has made just a protection of the haram. That people come and they focus at the Haram Sharif. And their focus should be direct to Kaaba Sharif. And directly connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we know the famous hadith, just to look at Kaaba Sharif, 20 rahmats are falling on a person all the time. Now, today we see the condition, although there's no greenery, but how Shaitan has made all outward attractions, the hotels, etc. People's focus are everywhere else besides Kaaba Sharif. And we are in the haram and we are taking photos of everything out of the haram. Hazrat explains what should happen if Allah Ta'ala should make greenery all around Kaaba Sharif. What should happen? Varna haji darakhton mein baithe hue camera mein liya karte hai baaghe haram. Otherwise the haji sahab, instead of going to the Haram Sharif, he'll be sitting on all the parks around the Haram Sharif and be taking all the photos. Without that we still see people are just overtaken and mesmerized with the photos which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that time is going to come that nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. And Allah is not going to look at our outward bodies and the features. Allah is going to look at what is in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. Further Hazrat explains, Rabbe Kaaba se bhi aur Kaaba se bhi door kar dete humko jibal haram. That Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains, if there was this condition that all around Makkah Sharif and around the Kaaba Sharif beautiful gardens, then we should be lost. We should be distant. We went to find Allah, to go to the house of Allah to find Allah. As Hazrat explained, here we came for namaz. Did I think I came to meet Allah? Did I even get an inclination that I met Allah when I said Allahu Akbar and I surrendered to Allah? Then right at the focal point where Allah's rahmat is descending, the haji, and today Allah save us all, people are close there, but they are far away from there. And like our mashayikh, our sheikh, far away from there, but their hearts are right there, right there at Kaaba Sharif, right at Rozai Park. So otherwise, Hazrat says that Allah's kindness, otherwise we should be distant from Kaaba Sharif and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And all the beautiful mountains, people will think, hey, it's a picnic spot here, picnic spot there. Allah Ta'ala save us and change our direction towards coming onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat further explains, in paharo ki bhi, hifz-e tawheed ka Rab ki janib se hai intizam-e haram. Hazrat says that Allahu Akbar, what intizam, what special arrangements Allah Ta'ala has made, that Allah surrounded the haram with all those mountains. And how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had to go up those mountains. And how the message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala came down. That Allah Ta'ala protected Tawheed, that is, that our focus shouldn't be towards dunya. Our focus should be totally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that mountains, in Ghari Hira, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, with the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't imagine. So this is what we should be, this is the time to recognize Allah. The greatness of Allah has to be penetrating my heart and all our hearts. Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz-e-taqween hai, warna roza bhi hota jawar-e-haram. Another secret Hazrat is explaining, from the taqween-e-umur of Allah, from those laws of Allah which nobody got a say in it, and how Allah has planned it, it has to happen like that. That Allah Ta'ala made that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the place where he loved the most, his birthplace, Makkatul Mukarrama. Leaving Makkatul Mukarrama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns back and says, oh Makkah, I love you. If it was not that my people took me out, I wouldn't have left you. But this was actually the system of Allah, that Allah made that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to make hijrah to Makkah, to Medina, to Munawwara. Otherwise, many people get in their heart that if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rauza was also in Makkah, Kaaba Sharif was also in Makkah, how easy it would have been. But the reality should have been that Hazrat says that Ravarna, if it was that way and easy with waiting, Allah would have made it easy and left the Rauza-i Park of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Makkatul Mukarramah. But Allah made that, put it at a distance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to go to Medina to Munawwara, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's resting place is there. What is this great secret? Jaake Teba me de sabz gumbat pe ja, aur Makkah me ho ja fidai haram. If you had to be Kaaba Sharif also in Makkah Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rauza also there, Haji's heart would be torn apart. Must I go for tawaf or must I go to the Rauza-i Park? But look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that now Allah made you go to Medina to Munawwara, and you spend all your time at the Rauza-i Park of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you get the Anwarat and Barakat, and now you come to Kaaba Sharif and give your full focus and attention to Kaaba Sharif. This can only be the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then another beautiful explanation Hazrat gives, Bote watan ki bhi hajrat se sab gir gaye, soye teba chale jab nabi ke kadam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat explains another important point, that every person should realize that there is no the dream sweet home here. It's not my dream house. Our house is not this world. Tilka darul akhirah. So every person who got this, that I want my dream house, Hazrat says this idol of your home, and this is my hometown, that is not our place in this world. Allah made that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to make hijrat. So Hazrat put it so beautifully, it's like every people is screaming out, our country, our town, my house. Hazrat has broken all those idols. And only Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to leave the Mubarak land of Makkatul Mukarramah and go towards Medina to Munawwara, Allah showed that this world is not a place that we attach ourselves. That we have a house, in our real house is Akhirat. And that is where we should be yearning to go. And here Allah has sent us here to establish Tawheed in our hearts and spread it throughout the world. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye haziri, ek nahal par hai khuda ka karam. Finally, Hazrat explains also the reality. When a person gets the marifat of Allah, then you realize it's not that I went for Hajj or I went for Umrah and I got accredited, that Hazrat taking his own name, but for me and all of us to realize that here that I am present at Haram Sharif, I am present here at the Rauza-i Park, this person that is not worth anything, myself, it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness, only Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality that we get Tawheed in our heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. During the chapter of Qurbani, from the kitab of the Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrated the Sahaba inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the Qurbani practice. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it is the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu inquired, what will we acquire by it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a good deed is recorded for you in return for every hair on his body. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is wool on the body, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a good deed in return for every strand of wool on his body. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, Nabi alayhi sallam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, O Fatima, get up and be present at your qurbani. It is when it's about to be slaughtered. All your sins are forgiven as the first drop of its blood reaches the earth. Remember that on the day of Qiyamah, its flesh and blood will be brought, and after increasing it by 70 times, it will be placed on your scale, in the scale of the good deeds. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is this reward exclusive for the family of Muhammad? Truly they deserve such great sawab. Or is it sawab for all Muslims as well? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well as for all the Muslims in general. Hazrat Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the Qurbani rendered wholeheartedly, happily, and with sincerity of intention, will on the day of Qiyamah be a shield against Jahannam for the sacrificer. It will be a shield for the against Jahannam for the person who has sacrificed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has the means but does not render the qurbani should not even come to our place of Eid Salat. One may realize the great displeasure which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam voiced against those who neglect this great act of ibadah. This grave warning mentioned in this hadith applies only to those who fail in offering the sacrifice, despite them having the means of sacrificing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed 2 sheep. When asked about the sacrifice, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to render these sacrifices. 1 sheep was for himself, and the other was sacrificed on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tremendous rights over the ummah. It is not possible for us to fulfill adequately those rights. A qurbani offered every year by a believer on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact nothing great and no sacrifice. We should not allow this wonderful opportunity to slip by without having taken advantage of this great act of ibadah, by means of which great reward is attained so easily. Those who have got the means should not be miserly and neglectful. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu raised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed 1 sheep for himself and 1 sheep on behalf of his ummah. In this regard, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this qurbani is for the one in my ummah who believes in me and who acknowledges me. The sacrifice on behalf of the ummah demonstrates the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us in his act of sacrifice. It will indeed be regretful that members of the ummah, in spite of having the means, will forget to offer qurbani on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having made a qurbani on behalf of the ummah is that he included the ummah in the thawab of the sacrifice. It does not mean that 1 sheep can be sacrificed in the names of more than 1 person. A sheep and a goat can be sacrificed only for 1 person, while a cow and a camel can be sacrificed for 7 people. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fatten your animals of sacrifice, that is, feed them well, for they will be your mounts on the sirat, that is, the bridge over Jahannam. This hadith has got 2 meanings. One meaning is that the animals will become the mounts on which people will safely cross over the sirat. If a number of animals were sacrificed by a single person, he will receive in return a wonderful and strong animal of the greatest softness. The mounts may also be changed at various stages in the journey across the bridge. The second interpretation is that by virtue of the barakat and thawab of having made qurbani, one's crossing over the sirat will be soft and in great comfort. In Kanzul Ummal, there is a hadith that states that the best qurbani is that of an animal which is strong and healthy. Physically, it should be free of all deficiencies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.